Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bop, 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 bop.
And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Jay Hood are off for the holiday. Happy New Year, 9 a.m. here in Chicago on this Friday, the last full day of shows here. Actually, we have a bowl game, so it's not even a full day of shows. Tyler, Aki, and Jeff Miller are here. It's 3, but we've got a bowl game at 10:30. It's Duke's Mayo Bowl. Jesse Rogers, D-Hun Miller here till 10, another hour. It's the Bald and the Beautiful.
This show is flying by.
Yes, it is. We've had a good time, and we're talking about my Hall of Fame bout, my first time getting to vote. And what I'm trying to come up with, Dion, is just kind of a consistent way of looking at this as they enter this stage of voting every year.
Voting every year, right.
And
you want to set that standard now.
For myself.
For yourself. So that every year it's not this, like, debate. Although I do love that you waited until the absolute last possible moment.
Well, I waited until I had your help. I waited until I had your help. We have a bunch of callers I want to get to. So again, is there a line between failing a test and not failing the test, even though you kind of know?
Suspected.
Is there something wrong with my idea of, if I thought you built your Hall of Fame career only on roids, you're disqualified, yet I might vote for someone that failed a test? Is that being inconsistent?
A little bit.
A little bit?
But I am going to stand firm on, there's a major difference between suspected of taking steroids and testing positive and serving punishment. There's a distinct difference there, because I'm not going to judge.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say, well, everyone thinks that he took steroids, so I'm not going to vote for him. I'm not doing
that.
That's
interesting. So,
I wouldn't do that.
So if I'm going to vote for Manny and A-Rod, then that's where maybe I would kick the can down the road and at least make a statement like, you're not going to be on my first ballot because you took roids, but I'm not going to never vote for you. I might do that.
Right. Okay.
I might do that. But I might also vote for him. I'm just not sure. Let's go to Paulie in Mount Prospect. You're on ESPN 1000, Paulie.
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Dion, Jesse, congratulations on getting the vote.
Thanks.
That's awesome. And then, Dion, thank you for making the point, too, that no matter what is in your system, you still have to hit a moving target like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been making that point since this whole steroid thing came up with Mark McGwire and Sosa. I was just like, well, I don't care what they're doing. They still have to hit the ball. And so the thing, Jesse, in terms of how you're looking at it, to me, like, the most bothersome thing is this. It's kind of a petty thing with baseball writers, with like Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens, where I think they would have been on a Hall of Fame track to begin with. But then the writers kind of hold it against, like, oh, well, they cheated. Well, like, no, you don't know who all was cheating. Cause
there were pitchers cheating again that were pitching against them. So.
It's a very fine line to walk, where you're going to say, okay, this guy failed the test, but we don't know these other guys were suspected. So it's a really fine line. So in my mind, I think it's just the numbers speak for themselves. I think, you know, if they've achieved these milestones, like an A-Rod, I'm with you in terms of maybe not putting him on your first ballot, but he should be in there. He was definitely one of the great players of that era to begin with. There's plenty of other players like a Bagwell, Ortiz, like some of these guys that, you know, kind of had it, like David Ortiz is a guy that had an anomalistic year when he was like 40, where he's all of a sudden popping up again and nobody says boo about that because he's a, you know, lovable guy. I guess.
Right.
Yeah, so this is my take on it.
Yeah. Thanks, Paulie. Thanks.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Paulie.
Yeah. See, am I being inconsistent if I don't vote for Manny and A-Rod, but I do vote for Sheffield, who had some, you know, a Balco relationship? He admitted to taking the cream, said he didn't know what it was, but I don't think he took it for the entirety of his career. So I think Sheffield has a Hall of Fame career, despite some whispers. So do I look stupid voting for Sheffield and not A-Rod and Manny? You see what I mean?
Yeah.
But they failed the test. He didn't.
Right.
So it goes back to what you said about suspicions versus failed tests.
Right.
But let me mention Beltran. I forgetting his qualifications, that I have to decide on my own.
Right.
But the idea of, I'm not going to vote for a guy because he banged on some trash cans as a 40-year-old in his final season. Come on.
That seems silly. Like, you wouldn't. you wouldn't judge him for that.
Not Hall of Fame.
And not Hall of Fame judge him for that, right.
Not only that, like...
Oh, was it a dumb move? Yes. That whole situation was ridiculous. You are grown men.
I am not disqualifying him. Just like because if Pete Rose is eligible, I would not disqualify him for betting on baseball as a manager because I'm voting for him as a player. So, again, if we start going down that road, I'm going to have a reason not to vote for a lot of guys.
And by reason of suspicion. And what you were saying, too, like a domestic violence issue or whatever. Like, how did that... How do you objectively look at the numbers and not necessarily what was going on in the background? Like, that's very difficult to do as just human beings.
Yeah, I agree. Let's go to Michael in Naperville. You're on ESPN 1000, Michael.
Hey, Jesse. Hey, Deanne.
Good morning.
Hey, I'm just adamant against voting for cheaters. I grew up playing sports fair and square. I don't think steroid users should be allowed in the Hall of Fame. Sosa, McGuire, Bonds, no-brainers, never let them in. I don't really think A-Rod or the, who was the pitcher, Clemens. I just think that that they should be kept out, unfair advantage or whatever you might call it, but I don't think that you should vote for them. Definitely vote for Mark Burley, though, because I'm a Sox fan and a Southsider. So,
Before you hang up, a couple things. First of all, I'm considering voting for Mark Burley based on those 200-inning seasons, 14 in a row, which was an American League record. But going back to what Deion's point, all right, we have the obvious guys that failed tests, but what about all the other ones that didn't fail tests but seemed pretty obvious they were taken? Mike Piazza is in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Nobody in baseball thinks he did not take.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely made a good point, but I just always felt that the steroid people, asterisk or not, should not be allowed in the Hall of Fame. That's really my opinion, is not allow them.
Okay, but didn't really answer my question.
Right.
How do we know who took?
Other than the ones that failed tests,
which I guess you could that could be my criteria. Hey, it's your luck of the draw. You failed the tests, and Ortiz and Piazza and Bagwell and none of these other guys did.
I mean, if you failed the test and you served a punishment, and your numbers still reflect that you belong in the Hall of Fame, that should be noted.
Yeah,
don't you think?
Yes,
A-Rod missed a whole season.
And his numbers
still reflect that he belongs in the Hall.
And I don't think, in my opinion, I don't think he was taking from 18 years old to 40.
No, I don't think so either.
He was a talent at 18. He was amazing.
He was.
At some point, he did. You could also say, like, Sheffield's numbers never went to 60 home runs. His head never ballooned. Like, some guys that took, you know,
it affected their body. Yeah.
Hit it a little bit better.
Yeah.
I don't know. But my point is this: the guys that did fail tests, I punish them by not voting them for a few years. But eventually, I do.
Do you?
Maybe that's the answer.
Are guys still using?
It's almost like. The answer has to be yes.
Right?
Because
that's what I think,
it's
too.
The same thing. I watched that Tim Donaghy, the referee that got busted for gambling. And I watched that special recently. I was thinking, like, out of all the umpires and refs and stuff that currently, can you say for sure none are gambling? None are on the take? Like, that's the same answer to what you're saying. Like, there's no way there none are taking.
Right. See, I don't think so either. There's no way.
So. But
this has been the age of the long debate, though, right? Like, if there was some pill available for me to take and be a better broadcaster, would I want to do that?
If it was legal?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right?
Sure.
Of course.
That's legal, yes. If it was illegal,
different story.
I don't know. Maybe. I'm just saying different story. I'm not saying no.
Right.
I'm not saying yes. I think it's up for debate.
Like if I found out now that Mark Giangreco had that pill and that's why he was so good for so long. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I kind of want part of that.
We want to test Giangreco for good hair pills or something.
Good hair, gray skin, whatever he was taking. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I think about that. Like, would I be tempted to take something that would enhance my performance at what I'm doing?
Just pretend you were a baseball player and just use the real life example.
Because
I'd absolutely be tempted.
Correct. If everybody else is taking, how am I going to keep up with them if they're if they're using steroids,
if some,
and I,
first and foremost, if some doctor could convince me if I take it in the right amounts, I won't hurt my long-term
life. Yeah.
Yeah. Health. That's one box checked. If they told me everyone else is taking, you got to keep up. That could be another box checked.
Right.
If they tell me you can make 800,000 or 800 million, that's another. I'm not saying no either.
Right.
I'm not saying, I'd like to think I wouldn't cheat the
I
game.
I would hope that I would have to pray about that.
Right.
My integrity I would have to pray in that. It would really like get me. Like, I don't know if I want to be a part of that.
We'll continue with this on the Bald and the Beautiful here till 10 on ESPN 1000. Stay tuned.
This is Kap and Jay Hood. Follow on Instagram at Kap J Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
We're back. Kap and Jay Hood are off until next week. Jesse Rogers, Dion Miller till 10, kind of wrapping up this Hall of Fame discussion. I'm not sure if I got anywhere, but
not sure if you did either. We're talking about it, and it's like we're talking in circles.
Yeah, I might have some clarity though. Maybe I will kick the can down the road on guys that failed PED tests.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I will eventually vote for them, but just not right away. Maybe in their 10th and final year, I'll do it.
But see, that my argument to that is, if you eventually are going to vote for them, why are we waiting? Just to make them suffer? Is that the word you're looking for?
I guess.
They probably already think they're never going to get in.
Right, but I just want to be consistent in some ways.
Have you discussed this with any other voters?
Yeah, yeah. And the answer I get is everybody's got a different approach.
Okay.
And that's okay. You're allowed to have a different approach. There are no guidelines to this. But if I'm going to draw a line between testing positive and not testing positive, though you're suspected... But you even said it. We shouldn't lump them all in together.
No, we shouldn't.
Well, this is how I do it. You know?
Yeah.
I vote for the guys that maybe are suspected but never tested positive, but I eventually vote for those other guys. I don't know. Maybe that sounds silly.
Yeah.
And let me ask something about the cheating scandal.
Yeah.
Because I also think there's degrees of that. I could be completely wrong. I want to get your opinion. So they had a monitor in the dugout.
Yeah.
Right? Saw the sign. They banged some trash cans. Right. Okay. I feel like that's at least somewhat organic. They used video of the game, which anybody has access. They used a trash can. Okay, I'm not saying it was right. Trust me on that.
No, right.
But is it that different than a guy standing at second and signaling?
Motioning.
I mean, I guess there. Or what if he was standing at second and whistling?
Right.
Making a noise. Well, you're making a noise from the dugout. I'm not saying it was right. But I'm just saying what if they had a guy in center field flat? That to me would be another layer of if Beltran was caught in the center field scoreboard, I would indict him a little bit more than banging a trash can, you have trash cans in the dugout.
Right, right.
You have a guy at second waving. I'm not saying it was right. And then they took out the monitors and the dugouts and all that.
I'm not saying it was right either. I think that my whole thing is that there are other teams who have been creative in their cheating as well. And
no doubt.
This just, the Astros just happened to be caught in the year that they won the World Series.
Right.
So it had a bigger stage to be called out on.
It's almost like the steroid question. You're right. Other teams are doing it. They didn't get caught. So because Beltran got caught, I'm going to disqualify him from the Hall of Fame. Tons of guys were taking steroids. A couple got caught. Now, maybe that's the luck of the draw. You got caught, you're disqualified. Mm-hmm. You didn't get caught, but you're suspected, you get away with it. I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know either.
Then you take my vote, then. Because I don't know what to do.
I'll just pick two of them.
All right. No, Billy, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up?
Hey, Billy.
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Chelsea, I think it's a great discussion, and I certainly have my opinions, but I think you're missing the point just a little bit. Is it seems like Major League Baseball and the Hall of Fame say, if you're immersed in a sport, if you're a sports writer, if you're living baseball, they want your opinion. I know that you don't have it formulated yet, but that's exactly what they're asking for. It really doesn't matter what I think. They're saying, hey, if you've lived with the game for a certain amount of time, then we want you to tell us what your opinion is, and the people will emerge from all of the opinion.
Right. Billy, I get it. You're right.
That is exactly correct.
No, you're right. But what I'm trying to do for myself is come up with a consistent way of doing this, especially in the steroid era or cheating era. So that's what I want to do. I want to be consistent from year to year. And with myself, I have no one. Yeah, I could care less what other people think once I put the vote in. But that I'm trying to come up with a system where I'm consistent with my own thinking.
And unfortunately, you're trying to come up with a system with imperfect data. So you know, good luck.
Exactly, Billy, which is why I brought this to the air.
That was a great call, Billy. It's so true. It is. It's imperfect data, and it's going to be different every single year.
Yeah, let's go.
So it's hard to find like a. There's no formula, I don't think, to vote for the Hall of Fame.
But I could come up with something as close as I can to a consistent way of doing.
Yeah,
it,
for sure.
I think Alex in Crown Point, you're next up on ESPN 1000.
What's up, guys? So I was just sitting here listening to the conversation, and what I'm thinking is, what about all these pitchers that have been using the spider tack for this past couple years, and now we're coming out, and all them those accusations. Are those guys just going to get a free pass, or are they going to be lumped into the same conversation that we're having with the guys with the PEDs?
It's a great question.
That's a great question.
And then my two parts in that is, do you think that all this spider tack had anything to do with the Cubs' downfall? That's all. Because they were such a good fastball-hitting team, and then all of a sudden all they started doing is striking out. I was wondering if there was a correlation there too. Thanks, guys.
It's really hard for me to say, but it was an even playing field for everybody. So if it was the Cubs' downfall, it should have been another team's downfall, so to speak. You know what I mean? So all things being equal, I'd say not necessarily, unless they had a team that was particularly bad at hitting spin, and then the spin got that much better because of spider tack. I mean, it's really hard to say.
It is. Right. I mean, like, I was thinking about that earlier, too. Like, now that we're checking pitchers for everything after every single inning that they're out there, do those other ones that use stuff get a pass at this moment? Because they're suspected? Well, you can't vote that way.
I think it's a great point. Garrett Cole was definitely using it.
Correct. I firmly want to stand on it. You can't vote based on suspicion. You just can't. You have to vote based on fact.
True.
What we know. You can only vote on what you know, not on what you think you know.
But so didn't Garrett Cole admit to using it? Haven't a lot of guys admitted to using it, but they claimed it was for better grip so they wouldn't hurt batters? I think guys have. I mean, so yeah, but there was really no punishment for it.
There's no punishment for it.
But it was illegal. It's just a slippery slope. Jarvis on the South Side, you're next up on ESPN 1000.
Hey, Jarvis.
Good morning. Happy New Year to the both of y'all faithful listeners. Let's just cut straight through the butter with this hot knife. Cheating is cheating. There's no other way to look at it. And my thing is this. Pete Rose is probably the greatest baseball player. I'm 52 years old that I've ever seen. I'm talking about how difficult a skill it is to put the eye coordination and bat on the ball. Pete Rose never cheated to enhance his numbers. Granted, Pete Rose was not no power hitter. But Pete Rose got caught cheating on baseball. Cheating is cheating. It's no different than raising a kid. You know, cheating is cheating. So these people that juiced up should be juiced out. It's just treat them like a Twinkie with no filling. Don't let them in. It's just what it is. I mean, come on. You're tarnishing the sport. This is America's pastime.
Okay, Jarvis, then the obvious next question is, which ones are the obvious cheaters and which ones aren't?
The obvious ones I wouldn't let in, the ones who have been caught.
Okay.
If you haven't been caught, then like in the United States, it says you're innocent until proven guilty. And that's why I'm hoping like hell you vote for Gary Sheffield.
I am voting for Gary Sheffield. And that's why I'm torn, because he was affiliated with it but didn't, I don't think he built his Hall of Fame career based on it.
And Albert Pujols was affiliated with it, and they never proved it. So, again, if you have not been caught, I think it's okay to vote for him. But if you've been caught, especially like a cat like Rafael Palmeiro, if being stupid was a crime, he'd be in jail.
Yeah.
Those guys doesn't get it. But, again, Happy New Year's. I enjoyed listening to you all. I think it is a beautiful thing that we have a woman in sports. I brag about you, young lady, all the time.
Oh,
I'm not going to hold you up. I want to give somebody else the time to get in a call. But cheating is cheating. Have a great day, you all.
You too, Jarvis. Happy New Year. Thanks for the kind words.
I think we need our theme music. Jarvis, this is the Bald and the Beautiful. You said it right. Awesome to have Dion here. I'm lucky to be next door.
Oh, stop it.
I'm lucky
so
to be next
glad
door.
To be here this morning. This has been so much fun. And I am loving this theme music, and I'm going to be watching soaps again.
The I think, Bold I feel and the Beautiful. Coming. Let's start watching together. 12:30.
12:30.
We could text
one.
Each other during it.
Yes.
Our spouses would love that, I'm sure. Speaking
Wouldn't
of spouses,
they?
We should get back
oh,
to
I have another one.
New Year's resolutions for your one. Significant other.
For your significant other. Not for you.
Yeah, that's more interesting if you want to call us with one for your significant other. Now's the time to do it. 312-332-3776. You go first. You get in
okay.
trouble first here.
I'm going to get in trouble first here. Okay, so I am never going to tell my husband that he needs to work out. I'm never going to say that, right? Like I love him exactly as he is.
Okay.
He has a gym membership to LA Fitness.
Okay.
I cannot remember the last time he used it.
Oh, he's wasting money.
Correct.
Wasting family money, funds.
Correct. So go to the gym. Don't go to the gym. Don't have a membership if you're not going to go to the gym. Just cancel it.
It's a good New Year's resolution. I'm going to make a decision
either I'm
on
going
my membership.
Or I'm not going. I'm going to make a decision on my membership.
See, that's
all
a good
I'm
one.
Asking for.
And that's what we're looking for. 312-332-3776. Make a resolution for your significant other. Here's mine.
Okay.
So we're going on vacation soon. She doesn't want to ever do anything outside the hotel or the resort.
Really?
Make a resolution to do what we'll call an excursion.
Okay.
Let's go do something.
Yes.
I know these are first world problems. I get it. But I'm allowed
Can
a vacation.
I ask where you're going and where you're staying?
Yes. We're going to Cancun.
Awesome.
And we go a lot to Cancun. It's easy, 3 hours.
Yeah.
People don't know it's 3 hours. Easy.
I know. I've heard nothing but wonderful things.
It's great.
I've never been. Yeah.
Food's great. Everything's great. But I can't, and it's like 6-7 nights. I can't just sit there for six, at the pool for six.
No,
I love
right.
the pool.
Right. Of
I
course.
I got to do something, though.
Yeah,
I got to keep busy. So I want her to make a resolution that she will try a few different things.
Okay. That's great. That's
I think
great.
She's. I think anything that has to do with the water, she just assumes a shark is going to attack us. I'm like, we're snorkeling in the coral
there's
reef.
Like no
there's
in like between.
It's like 2 feet of water, and there's turtles. Don't worry about the
Either
sharks.
Either we're safely on shore, or we're being eaten by a shark.
No,
there's
I'm,
like no in between.
I'm semi. Sebastian Maniscalco mentioned this in his special. I've become a little more claustrophobic in my older age here.
Okay.
Little bit more like maybe it's because the planes are smaller or maybe it's because of that.
Yeah, yeah.
But in general, so I don't know about like scuba diving in a cave.
Right. No, I don't know that I would want to do that either.
Okay, good.
No, I would not want to do that.
And I've never scuba dived anyway, so I'm not sure we would
See,
just pick that up.
I would not be scuba diving. That would not. But I would go like
snorkeling, honey.
Snorkeling,
come on.
Maybe. I don't know. That's not really my jam either. What about
the Mayan ruins or something?
Oh,
I would
cool.
go do
Mayan
that.
Mayan ruins would be cool. Yeah.
I don't know. It's probably a tourist trap, but I just get out.
Yes,
and
do something. Yeah. No, I'm
so,
with you.
I'm making her resolution. Get out and let's do a little bit more.
Yeah, that's
let's
good.
Do a little bit more.
I will, in her slight defense, when I go on vacation, just getting to that moment. Now, are children coming? Or are you guys just
Hell
coming?
No.
Okay. Well, okay.
I'm not spending my hard-earned money on those brats.
Wow, Dad. I don't have that. I don't have that luxury yet. Mine are still a little like if we went somewhere like Cancun,
right.
we'd have to take them. But getting to the vacation is such effort. Like packing. You know, by the time I get there, just. Oh my gosh! Can
no,
I
no,
no.
There's
just
a couple
down?
Days of relaxation.
Let me just.
I'm not
breathe.
Saying we put our bags down and we're going hunting for the Aztecs. No, I'm saying, you know, 2 days in, let's go do something.
I like fired up, Jesse. It's like so dramatic. We don't drop our bags and go, you know, get in a boat. We're just,
right.
you know, I do something.
Build
no, I
up
get that.
To
yeah,
it.
Build up to it. Yeah, that's good.
All
that's
right,
really good.
312-332 Oh, I got plenty more. 312-332-3776 We've got the Friday folder. Also, your resolutions for your significant other. She doesn't know you're calling. He doesn't know you're calling. They won't recognize your voice. We want to hear from you. Give us a call. Half hour left in the show. Then we've got Greeny and the Duke's Mayo Bowl coming up at 10:30. Right here on ESPN 1000.
Listening to Cap and Jay Hood at home is easier than setting your coffee maker.
This picture of domestic happiness is missing something.
Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
What a way to start the day.
Cap and Jay Hood.
On Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Because it's Friday.
It's time for the Friday Folder.
And you ain't got shit to do.
On the Cap and Jay Hood Show.
This microphone would help. They do it every Friday. E1. on the Cap and Jay Hood, the Friday folder. Jake's here for it. Dion Jesse with you till 10. What's up, Jake?
Friday, I want to start. I believe this story broke earlier in the week. Terrell Owens, T.O., 49-year-old pro football Hall of Famer receiver, reportedly in contact with Jerry Jones and the Cowboys. Now, you can just kind of throw that out, and it's whatever, right? And it was reported later that they couldn't come together on an agreement based on contract details. He was seeking more money, which could be, you know, that out there. But is there really a chance that he would come back?
No. No way.
No way. I don't think so either.
No way.
I mean, I think there's a chance.
I
say no.
Because
he's that, like, kind of crazy.
Yeah, right. He might want to come back.
He's that edge of crazy. I just don't know.
If
who's going to... He wants more money.
Right. That's crazy in itself.
What?
You take the minimum.
He's how old?
Right. What'd you say? How old?
49 years old.
Yeah.
No,
how are you negotiating
not.
A higher contract than the minimum?
And you've been out of the league for how long? Like, you have no space to be asking for more money.
So it says here recently ran a 4.5 40-yard dash, which was his quote-unquote warm-up.
Jeez. According to him.
So why not take the minimum and show everybody you can do it? What, he's asking for more money? Are there teams banging down his door?
No.
Come on.
No.
No, I don't think he's coming back, Jake. Come on.
Alrighty, Twitter users not happy after learning the plural form of Cheez-Its. We had the Cheez-It Bowl yesterday where Oklahoma played Florida State. Florida State taking that. But the biggest thing came out of how to use and say Cheez-It. So reportedly...
What?
Cheez-Its, it's referred to, if you have one Cheez-It, it's just a Cheez-It.
Mm-hmm. Do you hear yourself right now?
Yeah,
okay.
But it's not... Multiple Cheez-Its are not Cheez-Its. It's Cheez-It crackers. That's the right way to say it.
Oh, so the crackers is the plural.
Multiple, yeah, it's a plural form.
No, they're Cheez-Its. No?
I don't like any sentence that starts with Twitter wasn't happy with. I really don't.
Correct.
That is not a cross-section of human beings.
No, I agreed. But I did notice that it was trending, and I'm like, what is that about? You have to call them Cheez-It crackers? I'm not doing that.
Yeah, it's not Cheez-Its. It's Cheez-It crackers.
If someone said Cheez-Its to me, I would understand what they were saying.
Yes.
I would take that as... And who only has one cracker anyway of anything?
Especially of Cheez-Its.
If you're eating one, it's a Cheez-It. But if you had multiple in your hands, then it's...
Cheez-Its.
Yeah, Cheez-It crackers. It's a little mini deal breaker we have here.
But if Dion says to me, I'm having some Cheez-Its, I recognize that as plural. So I don't care what the official thing is. I understand
I'm sure
what
people
she'd
were
be
like,
saying.
Don't tell me what to call my crackers.
Exactly.
Cheez-Its are good.
Twitter not happy with. Oh, my God. There's my resolution. I never want to use that phrase in 2023.
I would like to make one of my resolutions to be to not be on social media like one full week of every month or something. Somehow detox from this negativity.
You got it. What else, Jake?
Alrighty, and yesterday we heard the news of Pele, the Brazilian soccer legend, and he's passing at 82 years old, which kind of shocked the whole world. And you know, in a couple weeks after the World Cup occurred, Pele most famously said, I was born to play football just like Beethoven was born to write music and Michelangelo was born to paint. So dead at 82, Pele, and we remember him. Sorry, I got somber. yesterday in his passing.
Well, I mean, when we were kids, that was a name, right? That
was still
like Gretzky in hockey, Pele was soccer, right? And I'm not sure I knew he was still around. Like,
I don't know I did either.
He like maybe he was sick, but you would think he'd be at the World Cup or something. So maybe he was ill, but I didn't know that he was around. In fact, I thought he was older than 82.
I would have thought so too.
But when we were kids, that was
the name.
He
was the name. Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Absolutely.
And the bicycle kick. That's what I think
of. Yeah, of course.
Pele.
Yeah, of course.
You know?
Three-time World Cup winner, too.
Yeah, three-time World Cup. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
Yeah.
That's really hard to do.
Messi's one time, right?
Yeah, one time.
Only time, yeah.
Not retiring. He wants to defend this title, I guess.
Oh, I didn't see that.
He said he's not leaving the national team.
Good for him. He dominated, so why not?
I know.
What else, Jake?
All right, did y'all fly Southwest?
No.
I have.
I know
I
people
do.
That did. That were
I did
involved.
Not. I was not involved in the chaos. Yeah.
They had 15,700 flights since December 22nd, so before the holidays and leading in to the New Year's here, that were canceled. 15,000.
if we could sort of do a group thing here and punish them, do it. Do it. Don't fly Southwest. And I didn't even take it. At the very least, if you were impacted by this, don't buy another Southwest ticket. Show them that the consumer has to come first.
Do you know I bought a Southwest ticket, then I saw all this crazy. Like, I bought one, and it was like the next day that all these flights were canceled.
Good for you.
Like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. I forgot my stepson was supposed to fly from St. Louis to Florida. Had to drive. So, yeah, he had to drive. Instead of a two-hour flight, 2 days.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
I think, too, the biggest fear is, right, like people checking in your bag. And that was just a whole nother storm of trying to find your bag.
Yeah. I mean,
they had, whatever, rooms filled of thousands of bags. Yes. And people were just having to go through hours and hours of trying to find their own, you know, luggage tag and whatnot. So I never check in my bag. I will always just have a carry-on. I will never go through that trouble.
Jake, when I was doing sidelines for Big Ten Network, one of my producers said to me, for these trips, when you're gone, like Friday to Sunday or whatever, never, ever separate yourself from your luggage. And I try to make that like a habit because that is one of my biggest fears, is things getting lost. It's also such a frustrating feeling when you're in an airport and you're stuck. I mean, it is like, I can't even, scratch my eyes out. Like, at that point I'd be like, just forget it.
Especially the holidays when it's vacation. Oh, you're stuck because of work. Okay.
Right. But you're stuck because you're trying to go see your family for Christmas. No.
They better not try to squirm out of refunds. They better not.
I don't see. Southwest has always been such an accommodating airline. Out of your way. They've always been great with customer service. Always, always, always. That's why this feels so weird that this happened.
Well, apparently they have antiquated scheduling systems or something like that. So maybe they go cheap on pricing, you know, in a good way. And good on customer service in other ways, but cheap on schedule. Like it comes from somewhere.
It comes from somewhere.
None of these airlines are great at everything, right?
No, that is true.
So if I was impacted, I would.
But there are some that have that reputation.
Like, if you're the CEO, how are you not fired? If you're not in charge of scheduling or computers or IT,
somebody should have lost their job over this. For sure. And I hate to say that, but it's true. Like this, you can't come back from that.
No.
I mean, people are going to remember that.
If I work hard all year long. I'm not talking about me.
For that moment, right?
You better get your refund, and someone's head better roll.
Yeah, and I better get on that vacation whenever I want to, at no cost to me.
At no cost, exactly. I mean, they need to lose millions and feel it in making up to their customers.
Yes. I feel like they will, like,
based on
what I know of Southwest. Now, some, like I was saying, some airlines just have that reputation, right? Like, when I fly American, I'm almost always prepared for a delay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it goes in cycles.
Yeah.
When I fly United, the internet never works. I know, first world problems.
Right. That
but
is a first world
don't
problem.
Advertise you have internet if it never works.
It's funny you say that, Jesse, because last time I flew United, I somehow hacked the internet, and I got free internet for the full 4 hours.
No way.
Well, I was streaming stuff.
When we get off the air, tell me how you did that.
Yeah, how did you do that?
I don't know, actually.
Hacked the internet. Jeez.
Well, I use the word hacked because I want to feel like I was a hacker doing it, but like, I really don't know how it actually happened.
That's interesting.
Pretty awesome. Oh, I've gotten several refunds for internet I paid for that never
Well, fine. I'm fine with the refund, but I wanted it to work.
I know.
And honestly, I've flown enough. American internet almost never goes out.
Okay.
So, United, I might fly American now for work.
Yeah, I got you.
You know, there should be a consequence to your malpractice. Right?
Right.
Southwest better feel it. And I never fly Southwest because I fly O'Hare and they really don't fly a lot out of there. So I'm no dog in this hunt, but you know what? They should pay the price.
They should pay the price. That was awful. I hope that everyone who was stuck in that nonsense is safely wherever they want to
be
right now.
And your luggage.
And you have your luggage, right.
Cap and Jay Hood, Cut of the Day coming up next, sponsored by Chicago Cut, right here on ESPN 1000.
It's Cap and Jay Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports. Follow the show on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood. This is ESPN 1000.
Jesse Rogers and Dion Miller for another few minutes, and we have a special guest on the line.
I'm so excited now.
She's so bright and perky and happy.
She's pure sunshine.
She is. Well, let's hope there's pure sunshine from her. I mean, all the puns, right? For New Year's Eve weekend. Tracy Butler, brought to you by Shady Rays. Not in studio, but on the phone. Tracy, what's happening?
Well, I will tell you, Dion, I am in your home state. I'm on the Ohio Turnpike right now, headed into Indiana.
How did you... Now, last week when we were talking, you were going to go, but then you waited because of that huge accident, which, honestly, Tracy, we drove to Ohio on Monday, and there were still cars turned over in the median. It was awful.
Dion, could you believe it?
It was so scary.
Yeah, we drove on Sunday. And I will tell you, the roads were still not ideal for about a two-hour stretch in Indiana about Portage through South Bend. And, yeah, same here. I mean, I think, I can't even guesstimate, it was somewhere between 50 and 100 cars we saw that had been abandoned, as well as semis. Some of the semis we saw were split in half or jackknifed. I mean, it was horrifying, and my heart just goes out to anybody who had been trying to travel for Christmas. And you know, you heard about that accident, I know, on the Ohio Turnpike around Sandusky, and we had still seen about seven semis that were left from that accident alone, but most of the abandoned vehicles that we saw were in Indiana still. It was terrible.
That's where we saw them all, was in Indiana too. I mean, when your wise weather person suggests you don't travel by car,
you should listen.
You should listen to them.
You should absolutely listen. But this weekend is going to be nothing like Christmas, right? In terms of the snow and cold and all that stuff. How's it looking?
It's crazy. I mean, you figure, you know, some of the temperatures we've been having, it's like a 60-plus temperature difference in the feel of, you know, compared to late last week with this weekend. So New Year's is looking pretty quiet overall. I think we bring in the new year with temperatures right around freezing. My only concern is if we get maybe a little bit of precipitation, there could be a little patchy freezing rain. But right now, that doesn't look to be too widespread at this point. So anybody who's going to be out and about, temperatures are certainly going to be closer to the average high than the average low for this time of year. And the high temperatures now through the 7 day are primarily all well above average.
Wow.
That is great, because we've
bring in the new year.
That's a great way to bring
We've had many, many freezing, not so much snow, I feel like, maybe a few, but there's really been a lot of freezing
Frigid New Year's Eve nights. Yeah, that sounds really pleasant. I love January. It's my favorite month. Love it. Yes. January is my favorite month. It just feels quiet to me. It just feels like there is not, there's no like pressure. There's no urgency to like rush to the next thing. It's just kind of easing in.
I can't believe this show's almost over, Tracy, because I could do 3 hours on this. Who has ever said January?
January is my favorite month. Yeah, I love it.
Oh my gosh, I want to hear you have that conversation with Cap.
Right. No, I have told him this before, because it's like, for me, it's January and then October. He hates the fall. Cap hates the fall.
I know he does.
He gets real aggressive about it. He prefers the heat. Him and I are aligned.
I like the heat as well. I mean, but I don't know anybody likes January.
Well, you do now.
In this city.
I love it.
And it is a pleasure to know you, my dear.
Same, my lovely Tracy. You are the best.
Tracy, safe travel. So a decent weekend. Thank you for bringing us the good news.
Happy New Year to everybody out there. A safe one as well.
Thank you. You too. We'll see you on ABC 7 soon. Be well.
See you soon.
Bye.
That's the great Tracy Butler. January is my favorite month. Now,
it is.
You said something about getting past the pressure of the holidays.
Yes. And then
you shouldn't feel pressure on the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, other than the gift buying and gift giving and, you know.
And the events.
And the dinner making.
And you're also working full time, and it's crazy.
Right. Maybe that's why. You're one of these have-it-all people. So,
I am one of these have-it-all people.
So when you knock a couple things off the list after the holidays, it becomes better for you.
I like winter. I don't know why. I grew up in Florida. Like, what is wrong with me?
My wife does like the change of scenes.
I love seasons.
Change of scenes. Change of scenes, too. Change of scenery. Do you like that?
I do. Love the seasons. I genuinely do. But I love, there's
don't
something
you think winter
about,
goes on too long though?
Yeah, it does.
When I'm at
but
Wrigley,
I,
freezing my butt
I know,
off,
that,
I'm not
that is
loving.
Not fun. Agreed. I do not like that. But I just like winter. I like bundling up. I like it.
You're one of these people. Okay?
I'm one of those weirdos.
Okay. No, there's other people like that. There's people that like winter. I just don't know anybody that says my favorite month is January. That's a new one.
Well, I'm glad that I dropped that bomb on you. Unfortunately, I think we already had the cut of the day.
Yeah, exactly. Can we rewind it? All right. This is brought to you by Chicago Cut. It is Cap'n J Hood's cut of the day.
Yo. Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh! Whatever.
Cut it. It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
I've waited 20-plus years to do a show that I can call and play this theme music. It's not the bold and the beautiful, but it's the bald and the beautiful. That's what we're known today as.
Yo. Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
That is so
whatever.
Cut it. It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut.
We are available to syndicate the show, folks out there.
We are. Danny, if you heard that.
Peggy, you're out. I'm available Saturdays.
We could do that.
That's a great name, isn't it?
It is a great name. Yeah.
Especially that it fits.
That's very nice. It fits. Yeah, it's fun. That theme song, though, is now going to be stuck in my head all day.
Well, you're going home to watch it.
I'm going to watch it later this afternoon. Yeah.
We just did the greatest commercial for the Bold and Beautiful for 3 hours here.
They owe us something. I am going to go cover the Bulls morning shoot around. Hopefully that is promising. Hopefully we sense some sort of a turn.
Well, and will you text me if Caruso's in? I got to tell my kids are the biggest Bulls fans. So they're on pins and needles about, we're looking for tickets tonight. Anybody got some tickets? Call Dion and let me know. or when you get over there, ask somebody over there.
I wanted tickets for tomorrow night.
Oh, you did?
It's nothing like late.
Caruso, I think, is questionable, right?
Yeah.
Is he the only one? I'm not sure. Text
I don't know.
Me.
I will find out. I'll text you and find out. But first of all, you get to fill out that ballot, sir.
Have to fill out my Hall of Fame ballot. Dion, have a great, safe, and happy New Year.
Happy
so great
year.
To see
so
you.
So much fun this morning, Jesse.
We need to do it again.
We do. Jake, you're the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Thanks,
Jake.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Thanks for listening, everyone. And have a great, happy, and safe New Year.
Cap and Jay Hood back on Monday?
Probably Tuesday or Wednesday. They probably get an extended break.
We get Monday off.
Yeah, so probably Tuesday.
Well, enjoy that. Enjoy the football. Go Buckeyes.
You and my wife with the Buckeyes.
I told you I like her a lot.
Have a great New Year. Take care.